We just talked about Pokemon Go, and how the Pokemon game has gained new life through Pokemon Go. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is one of the main characters from Pokemon to talk about the resurgence, the game's popularity. We say good morning to Pikachu.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right this morning. A little groggy, but that's okay.
I didn't think your voice sounded anything like this. You're just a little cute character.
Well, you know, when I started that game, God, how long's it been now? 30 years?
20-something, yeah.
Yeah, I started when I was a cute little kid, but, you know, you grow up. That's what you do. So I grew up, came to America to make some of myself, learned English. It's hard coming from, you know, talking all that Japanese stuff, but but came to America, learned the language, rented a kick-ass house in the hills, mm-hmm. Pokemon's exploding, the trading cards and all that. I was living the life, you know?
Yep.
Dating Scar Joe. I plowed one on a ride into the ground.
Oh, my God. Man, it was Pikachu.
Yeah, I put so many miles on her, had Betty White, all the starlets. I mean,
jeez,
both Olsen twins at once.
Wow.
And but, you know, life kind of takes a turn on you, and success can go to your head. And I got crossways with Nintendo over royalties. They got me on a morals clause and kind of burned through all my money, and it's really been downhill since. So they got a new Pikachu now.
So this
but
is
I'm the original. I still sign at conventions.
Okay. So if someone does capture Pikachu, and apparently you're pretty hard to find, this is not you. This is, would you call this person?
The second one, you know, and this game, this Pokemon Go, I mean, this is, I'm sorry, this is mentally disabled kind of stuff.
Mm.
I mean, I watch all these dumbasses playing a game, right? Walking around looking like zombies on a lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to kick their asses, you know? Like, come on, get a life. I mean, what are you doing? You're 35 and you're out playing Pokemon Go? Get your ass back in the cubicle and contribute to the economy, you dumbass. Zero. You know, but I don't kick their asses because, you know, I'm on parole, and if I do something like meeting out Frontier Justice to business guys with their noses and their phones, I'm going to be doing 10 to 15 with the affluenza team. You know?
All right.
Now, you throw me in a cell with that fire crotch mom he's got, and I'll take it.
Okay, now, come on.
Hey.
Yeah, but you know, I'm trying to get back on my feet. It's been a rough life for me. Didn't work out for Pikachu, sorry to say.
Oh,
all you kids out there.
That's,
you know,
terrible. I'm sure that's tough news for them.
Oh, man, George, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah?
I really hit my low when it was one weekend. I'd been partying all week, man. I was just really wiped out. And I hit my low about Saturday night when I Lewinsky'd OJ for a hit of crack.
Oh my goodness. Gosh. We had no idea.
It, you know,
jeez.
No idea.
Tap the brakes on
Pikachu.
Old Pokemon's life.
We may have kids listening. Come on.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Sorry, kids. You too. If you play Pokemon Go, you too may end up giving OJ a Lewinsky.
Hey, stop it.
Hey, you know, I don't want to end on a downer. I mean, you know, let's look on the bright side. You can come back from Pokemon Go. You can come back from the OJ thing. I'm celebrating 27 days right now. You know, I'm in communication with a couple of my kids. This is good.
Yeah.
You know, life gets better. But
yeah.
Get rid of the Pokemon Go.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. You don't need to be playing Pokemon Go. Go out, throw a ball, have a slice of pizza.
There you go.
Try to live a regular life.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. That's the message from Pikachu.
Yeah. Take it from me, Pikachu. Don't end up like me. Okay? Don't end up like me.
All right. Well, hang in there, Pikachu.
No funeral.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, he still hung up, so I guess he's okay.